Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We are with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, there's a tradition that goes on in SUNY Oneonta and Hartwick College called O-Fest, and one of the performers has had to cancel because of a rape allegation.
Sean Kingston, his big hit was Beautiful Girls, was due to sing last weekend at O-Fest. That's the annual, as you mentioned, the annual spring celebration that SUNY and Hartwick students put on in the city's Neowa Park. Last Thursday, though, a campus group called No Violence Here, and No is spelled K-N-O-W, convened a community dialogue. UConn, it turns out, canceled its Sean Kingston concert earlier this month after learning in 2010 he had been accused of participating in a gang rape. He was never officially charged, but he agreed to a settlement in 2013. At the end of the dialogue, some participants said they would protest at the concert. The plan was fairly mild. The idea was to wear blue ribbons, a color that represents the fight against sexual abuse. And when Sean Kingston came out on stage, all the protesters would walk out. Later that night, Oneonta Mayor Gary Hursik saw our post on allotsego.com. He conferred with Police Chief Doug Brenner, and at mid-morning Friday, City Hall withdrew the permit, meaning the concert could not go forward in the city park. He suggested, Herzig, that SUNY Oneonta host the concert in its Dewar Fieldhouse, but the college decided otherwise, and it was canceled Friday afternoon. Now, in talking to the police chief and the mayor, our reporter was told that with a concert with 10,000 or 15,000 people, things can really get out of hand very quickly. They had 19 police officers, and that included some private security guards. They just didn't feel they could risk it. In any event, the student activities group had a $45,000 contract with Sean Kingston and had to pay that regardless. So that money was down the drain. Also, it's being asked whether the organizers checked into the performer's background sufficiently. But past acts at O-Fest have included Pitbull and a boogie with the hoodie, who apparently also had issues in their backgrounds and performed regardless. Tuesday night, students had drafted a resolution requiring stricter background checks on performers and presented it to the Student Senate. However, the Student Senate president, Zachary Peterson, seems to have the makings of a politician, named a committee to study the matter. So this is going to be ongoing for a while.
Interesting story, as usual, from Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.